producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to, you know, kind of cheer you up a little bit. We're about 78, 79 days away from spring, believe it or not. We've had a mild fall and a mild winter so far, but, you know, January and especially February are months that we have to be prepared for a good, heavy, deep snow and some colder temperatures. So if you're not ready and you don't have your ice melt, order it today. Natural-alternative.com or give them a call and talk with Dee. She's such a nice lady and she'll talk to you and tell you how to use it. And it's just an incredible product. The phone number there is 888-546-5941. And when you order it, you tell her you listen to the program. They'll ship it to you for free, and they'll give you a 10% discount. How can you beat that? But this time of the year, we need a sign, and your days are getting longer. We're picking up a minute of daylight every single day, so we're getting closer. But we need to start to plan, and we need to know information about problems that we had last year. So we've got some open lines. Don't be shy. Call right now and talk with Daniel, and we'll be all set. Okay, Daniel, who's up first for this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Margaret from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about a fire plant.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy New Year to you, and thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
There's a fire plant we have at the cemetery. I think it's called a fire plant. It turns, the leaves turn red in the fall.
Yes.
Can you tell me?
They also call a burning bush.
Burning bush, that's what it's called. Okay, can you tell me when can I cut that back? Or should I not do it?
Oh, no, no. Don't be scared, because if you don't prune it, it will get really, really large.
It does, yes. It's too large.
Burning bush is one of my favorite plants, and I'll tell you a quick story. 1967, I'm getting ready to go to college, and I went to University of Massachusetts, the Stockbridge School of Agriculture, and was learning about all my shrubs and my trees. Came home for spring break, and my dad said, before you come home, ask your shrubbery teacher when you can prune burning bush and how much. The burning bush on each side of my front door were a good 7 feet tall, and every time it rained, the mailman would get wet delivering mail to the box on the side of the house. And he told my dad, either prune them back or I'm just going to put them in a bag and drop them on your stoop. So he told me to ask my teacher. My teacher told me that I could take that 7 foot tall and wide burning bush and cut it back to 3 feet.
Ooh.
And I went, wow. I said, you're going to have branches a good inch thick. He said, Paul, do it during your spring break in mid-March. And this was for Massachusetts, so that would be New England. I think a little further south you could do it in early March. But we cut them back by 50%. We shaped them. And then we added some plant tone fertilizer around it. And that spring, there are dormant buds on all of the branches. Those dormant buds broke open, and it produced the most beautiful-looking plant that we could now control. It looked better when you're looking at the house. The mailman was happy. The mail was put in the mailbox, and everybody was pleased with the situation. So just in the spring, you don't want to do it now, because if we have a windy and cold winter and you've pruned it, you're going to have open sores, open wounds where you made the cut.
Okay.
And the wind will pull moisture out of the plant and you'll have some additional dieback. But if you do it in March, the spring is warming up, the days are getting longer, and you can prune burning bush that are getting too big. If you have barberry, the red or the green leaf barberry, if you have privet hedges that are getting out of control or they're getting really thin at the bottom, then you can cut them back. Any of your needle-type evergreens, things like pine or spruce, fir, cypress, can all be pruned at that time of the year.
Thank you.
The only plant that you're not going to prune in the spring are going to be plants that flower during the springtime. So that, you know, for example, you wouldn't want to prune a dogwood because you take the flowers off. You wouldn't want to prune an azalea or rhododendron because you would take the buds off. You'd wait until they're done blooming. So any non-blooming evergreens, if you have pyramidal yews or ground-covered junipers, March is the time to start to do the pruning. If there's no snow on the ground, if there's snow, then wait until April.
Okay. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful new year.
You too, and we appreciate the phone call. Thank you. Our phone is 855-660-4261. Don't be shy. Give us a call. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from Cape Cod. He's got a question about killing some grass around his perennials without harming his perennials.
Okay. Jeff from beautiful Cape Cod, welcome and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Paul, and yes, it is beautiful. I have got almost 200 feet of road frontage, and I have perennials that come up every year, and they're the normal ones, you know, lilies and hosta and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, I got some hydrangeas out there. And with 200 feet, I'm losing the battle with the grass creeping in. And I know you've mentioned something before where something you can sprinkle on it in the spring and it kills the grass but nothing else. And if you could remind me what that's called.
Okay, there are a couple things that you can do. Number one is I would put a nice clean edge on your bed. So you would take a turf edger or a garden spade run a line across and put a nice sharp edge on it, and that will prevent the runners from coming in as quickly. And then you would use two products. Number one is something called Preem, P-R-E-E-M. And Preem is a granular product that you would sprinkle on the soil, and that will kill any seed, whether it's a grass or a broadleaf weed, because it would create a skin or a barrier on the ground. The weeds begin to germinate, and they're killed with the product. So it's a pre-emergence. Now, for the grasses, there is a product made by a company called Ferdy Loam. And you'll find them in garden centers, and you'll find them in feed and grain stores. And it's a great product that you can just spray directly on the grasses, and it will not hurt broadleaf weeds. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll tell you the name of the product and how and when to apply it.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking about ways to kill grasses that are coming into a flower bed. And number one is to take a turf edger or a flat-bladed garden spade and put a fresh edge on your garden bed. And what I like to do is to dig it out about 3 inches and mound the soil in front of it. So now you've got a space that makes it difficult for the roots that are in the grass to move into the flower bed. The other alternative is to put down some garden edging between the grass and the flower bed. Now, if you're going to use garden edging, use the plastic or the heavy-duty steel. Stay away from the rolls of, like, aluminum or inexpensive metal edging. And the reason I tell you this, I mean, it will work the same as the expensive stuff. The problem with aluminum edging or the thin steel edging is if you're mowing your lawn and you cut the grass a little bit too short and the blade hits this edging, it will remove the rounded edging. And when I first started in this business, we used to sell a ton of it because they really didn't have plastic. And I had several customers who came up to me and said, Paul, we put the metal edging up. It looked real good. It did the job. And I was mowing, and I hit the edging. Didn't realize it. My kids were playing in the yard barefoot during the summer, and one of them stepped on the edge that I had hit with the lawnmower and ended up with several stitches on the bottom of his foot. And after that, I stopped purchasing the aluminum, and I bought all plastic when it came out. and found that it was a lot safer. So edge it, put the edging, or edge it and create a little, like a little valley between where you made the cut and the grass and the flower bed starts. Now, there's a brand new product made by Fertiloam, and it's called Over the Top, O-V-E-R, the top, number 2, grass killer. The active ingredient is Post, P-O-A-S-T. Now, when this product first came out, probably 3 or 4 years ago, it was 10% active ingredients, and it worked, but not as good as it should, so it's now increased to 18% active ingredients. In April, at the very first sign of the grasses coming in, you can spray it directly in the garden. And you can use Over the Top in a vegetable garden, in a flower bed, around trees and shrubs, and even in ground cover beds like Pachysandra, English ivy, euonymus, and you spray it on the grasses, and it will not hurt broadleaf plants. Now, the one thing that I found that when you use the Over the Top, to make it work that much better, if you're using it in a bottle sprayer, put all of your material in the bottle sprayer or a pump can, and then add a teaspoon of Dawn or Joy or any kind of dish detergent. And then add the water to the top. The detergent adds, makes the product stick to the weed, and it makes it more effective. It's a systemic, and within 2 days, it will get down to the roots and kill the plant. It will not hurt your broadleaf flowers or vegetables. Over the Top 2. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the All Parent God Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll work together so that we can get you off to a good start. And if you need ideas on problems that you had last year, that's what it's all about. So call right now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Phil from Connecticut. He's got some yew bushes that he's got a question about. And then he's got a Christmas cactus as well that he also has a question about.
Okay, Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Paul. I've got some yew bushes that are giving me some difficulty because they have lichen growing on them. Hello?
Okay.
I'm wondering, could I spray that right now with something to get rid of the lichen? Because one of the bushes seems to be dying on me.
Okay, now you must live real close to the ocean.
No, I don't.
You don't?
There's a river nearby, that's why.
Okay, because usually for lichens to form on a plant, you would need a lot of moisture.
Well, there's a lot of moisture in the area, in this area, like I said, because of the river close by.
Yep. Now, is it over the entire plant?
It's towards the root on the bottom of the plant.
It's on the bottom of the plant.
On the stems.
And it's kind of a gray, fuzzy type growth?
Yeah, the kind of lichen that grows on the side of the tree.
Yeah. Because usually the lichens are not a parasite. They grow on the tree, and they don't hurt the tree, similar to Spanish moss. Mistletoe is a parasitic plant. Excuse me, but lichens are not.
They're not?
No. Is there a lot of it on a plant?
On three or four of the bushes in the front, yes.
Okay. The only thing that I would suggest that you do, first of all, I'd wait until spring. And in the spring, you could take a weed killer and paint it. I wouldn't spray it, because if you spray it and you get the weed killer on the foliage of the yew, you could kill the plant. But for now, if you get a nice day and you want to do a little bit of work, I would pull them off, just yank on them, and they'll come right off very, very easily, and maybe that would be enough to discourage them.
I see. Can you recommend a product for me to use, then?
I've never seen a product that will kill lichens on shrubbery. There are products that you can put on plants, but, you know, if it's a yew that's an evergreen plant, you could end up killing the yew at the same time.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. So I would try cleaning it, pulling as many off as possible, and then if they do return, then get like a 1-inch paintbrush, and then you could get a product like Roundup or Clean Up and paint directly on the lichen, and that should take care of it. But I'd be willing to bet that if you pulled a lot of it off, that the pollen would go away.
I hope so. One other thing, I have a very old, I mean, since 1960s, Christmas cactus plant. It's huge, and I put it outdoors every summer, and it keeps on getting bigger and bigger. But I wonder why it never blossoms on me. I bring it into the basement around October at the end of the summer season, and it never puts out any buds. And that's happened last year and again this year. Should I trim it back to encourage it to blossom?
Okay. What you want to do, your Christmas cactus is a short day plant, and it likes cool temperatures.
Well, I put it in the basement.
Yeah, but see, you wouldn't have to, because what's happening is it's going to be too dark down there. I would leave it outside until they call for a killing frost.
Oh.
Okay, so try and keep it outside a little bit longer than you normally do.
Okay.
And then leave it in the house in a sunny window, and it should bloom for you. I think because you're taking it from a nice, sunny area where it's getting rained on, you're getting a lot of humidity, and you're putting it in the basement with minimal light, it's unable to really make those flower buds. Where I live in Maine, we have three Christmas cactus, and I'll bring in those Christmas cactus some years as late as October, depending on the weather. And what I'll do is, if I see that we're going to have a frost, I'll bring it inside the house.
I see.
And then the next day is going to be nice. They put them back outside.
I see.
And we have a little screened-in porch, and I put them on my screened-in porch, and that way they're out of the wind, they're out of the weather. But if they're calling for cold weather, I bring it in. And if the weather warms up again, it goes back outside until the buds form on that plant. Now, are you feeding it at all?
I feed it once a month.
And what are you using?
Oh, jeez. I think it's Miracle Grow.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Miracle Grow is an okay fertilizer.
Okay.
If you want something that's going to have more trace elements, and it could be that you're missing some of the trace elements, because Miracle Grow is basically nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, and not a heck of a lot of molybdenum and calcium and things like that, boron and zinc. Go to something like Neptune's Harvest. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they have a fish and seaweed fertilizer.
I see.
It does not smell, but it has all of these trace elements that are found in the seaweed and in the fermented fish that they combine with it. Uh-huh. And I have had fantastic results with it.
Good. I'll go to my garden club and get a package of that. Mm-hmm. Is it a liquid?
It's a liquid, and you put like a tablespoon to a gallon of water, something like that.
Whoa.
And it really, really works good. I use it on all my house plants during the winter months, and then I use it in the vegetable garden. I have some figs. I have three fig trees.
Uh-huh.
And I use that Neptune's Harvest every single week on my fig tree. And that tree is like 7 feet tall right now. It's beautiful.
Oh, sounds very nice.
Yeah. But see, when you buy an organic fertilizer, you have more trace elements, more bacteria, more microbes in it than you would with a man-made product.
So I bring the plant in at the end of October and after the first frost.
You want to bring it in just before the first frost.
Before the first frost. I should have put it in the basement where it's got darker?
No. See, what you do is, when you bring it in October,
yeah,
the plant will either have buds or will be making them.
Uh-huh.
So you put it in a sunny window.
I see. I was doing it wrong all this time then.
And then when it gets done blooming, then you would put it in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And that would make it bloom a second time about 6 to 8 weeks later.
I never had that happen. Never.
Right.
This plant is old, a real old plant.
Mm-hmm.
Could I trim it right now because it's so big? I can't even pick it up.
What you could do is you want to trim it at the knuckles, and if you look at the plant, you'll see a little line. And if you just snap it or cut it right at that knuckle, at that joint, it will repair itself a lot easier. And then all of the trimmings that you've made, if you buy a little tinfoil envelope for $2 or $3, dip your cuttings in it, and get some 4-inch plastic pots.
And they'll make roots?
Yeah.
Oh. That sounds fantastic. I tried that trick with my Montauk daisy, like you suggested. Now I got 7 plants in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
They did beautifully.
Yeah, and the same thing will happen with the Christmas cactus.
Uh-huh.
We have one that's good size. And just for the fun of it, last year, I snapped off about 8 or 10 branches because it wasn't rounded. It was growing in one direction. And I put three cuttings to a 4-inch pot. And after dipping him in a rooting powder, I fed him with the Neptune Savis. And I now have the mother plant and 4 4-inch pots that look fantastic.
That sounds fantastic. I think I'll try that now.
Great.
Thanks so much for your help, Paul. You've been very
thank
helpful
you.
Today.
I thank you, and we appreciate the phone call. And anytime you need help, give us a call, and hopefully you've signed up for the newsletter.
I get it every Thursday.
Great.
Thank you so much, Paul. Have a happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Bye-bye now. Gardening is so much fun, but don't be scared to ask. Just like Jeff, you know, he was having a problem, and we talk it out, and we'll try and create a situation where it will do what you want it to. And I just think that because it was making the buds and then it got too much darkness, that created the problem. So by keeping it in the house, bringing it in the house later, and as long as the weather is nice, leave it outside and it will set the buds all by itself. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dave from Wisconsin. I couldn't quite catch his question, but I'm sure you'll have no trouble helping him out with it.
Okay. Dave, good morning, and Happy New Year to you. How can we help you out today?
I don't know if it was 2 years ago, and you had something about
Dave, why don't you hold on a second? We're coming on to a break, and when we come back, we'll go directly to you and help you out with your question. I didn't realize how close we were to the break. My apology to you. So just hold on. We'll go right back to you. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Dave. We got in a little bit too quick for the break, so Dave, good morning again. How can I help you out today?
Well, what I was wondering, I was on your show, and you were talking about a deer repellent, like a tape thing that you could put around your garden.
Right.
I don't know where to get it, you know.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. It is a yellow, like a woven a piece of rope, but flat.
Yeah.
And you get some tomato stakes, and you hammer them into the ground, and then you take this tape, and you staple it to the container. And then you spray a deer repellent on it. A lot of us, what we do is we spray the animal repellent directly on the plant. And then if we get a lot of snow, then the plant is covered. And then the deer can get to it. But by putting this tape, which you can buy at any hardware store. You can even use a jute-type rope, like a clothesline. That would absorb it. See, if you use plastic, a plastic rope.
Would cotton work?
Yeah, cotton. Anything that will absorb. The deer repellent. Mm-hmm. Now, Bonide has a product called Repels All. So you would drive in your stakes, tie the rope to the stake, spray it with the repellent, and now it's above the snow line. When they walk up to it, they would smell it, and it will not break the barrier that you've created by putting up this rope.
Yeah. Oh, I see. But, all right, Repels All. Yeah.
Repels All. It's made by Bonide. And you can buy it in a concentrate, and you just put it in like a pump can. And if you've had a heavy infestation of deer, for example, I would spray it on the plant, and I would spray it on that raised rope that you've put around the bed, and you want to come up about 3 feet with that rope, and that will give you plenty of room so that when the deer come in, that hopefully the snow won't get 3 feet deep where you live, and that should take care of it.
And we get enough snow already. You mean that won't hurt the plant?
No, it will not hurt the plant.
I mean vegetables, you know. I'm just thinking ahead, you know, like towards spring, you know, or, you know, planting time.
Okay.
That's my problem.
Okay, there is a new animal repellent for the vegetable garden coming out this spring. And it's all organic. And the name of the product is called Antipasto. Just like the salad. Okay? But it's made it's actually being made in Maine, and I went to their warehouse and their processing plant, and they are using some of the hottest peppers that you can imagine. They're using neem oil and a few other products, and it is the only product that you can spray directly on broccoli or cauliflower, cabbage, lettuce, whatever the animals eat. And all you have to do is once you pick, you bring it in the house, rinse it under the faucet to remove the product because it's not absorbed. It stays on the surface. And again, it's organic, it's natural, and it's called Antipasto. And we'll tell you more about it in the spring.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.